Well, I was doing my DPhil at Magdalen College in Oxford, and in music, and a friend of mine, who was at Queen's College, was doing a production of The Taming of the Shrew, and asked me if I would be the musical director, which meant I would need to go to along to rehearsals to see where it would be appropriate to put in a musical interlude, see how long that would need to be, so I could compose 25 seconds of pseudo John Dowland loop music for that. And up until that point, I had no drama background whatsoever. I didn't, the kind of school I went to in lovely Birkenhead by the sea, we didn't do Shakespeare or literature or much of anything else. Nice. crowd control. And that was about it, really. And so I didn't really know anything about it. But when I got to the rehearsal, it didn't make any sense to me. I thought I thought the guy was offhand and arrogant with the people, and I just thought this is not the way to be. And I thought I could do a better. I could do a better job myself. So I thought I'd just give it a go, really. And as I mentioned to you before, the only qualification that you need to be a theatre director is to tell people that you are. So I just put an advert in the paper saying, thought I'd start with Macbeth, something easy, lightweight. Having never directed anything before in my life, just actors needed for a production with Beth, please apply to the artistic director. All the applications came in, auditions happened. No one ever asked me if I'd done anything else before or if I was any good. They just assumed that I was experienced.
Artistic director, it sounds like.
Well, the chance, yeah, well, that's it, self-appointed. And it just went from there, and we just did one production, and then the following year I did two, the following year I did four, and it just went on from there, really.